When song ideas take over my mind, they will often come out of absolutely nowhere. I remember being on a plane, fast asleep in my seat, when I heard the first verse and chorus of This Is Me. I immediately forced myself into the claustrophobia-inducing bathroom where I recorded a voice memo of the idea. I forgot the recording existed for years, but the minute I found it again, I sent it to Mike and Davis saying, "Why haven't we used this?" And from there, it was a matter of bringing the idea to life. I wanted the attitude of Shania Twain in "That Don't Impress Me Much," as well as Gretchen Wilson in "Redneck Woman," with the music sensibilities of one of our favorite bands, Old Dominion. It was crazy how fast it all came to fruition. This Is Me started with a portion of an idea, unlike Friends. This was one of those cases where I almost felt like I had leapt into the lead role of my own musical. At the time, I was dealing with a relationship gone south, and I was trying to figure out how to express what I was going through. I sat in my room and just started singing. Front to back, the song came out. Music is my form of therapy, and it allows me to express vulnerability and honesty in a way that I may not always be able to otherwise. I'm not sure how you expect me to move on easily. I've had this lingering idea for a song based around the cliche that if you cannot handle me at my worst, you do not deserve me at my best. While entering my present relationship with my now husband, I wanted to take my little quirks and bad habits and address them in this song. With writing The Best of Me, I had the intention of it ultimately going hand in hand with the song Friends, even addressing some similar themes between the two, demonstrating contrast between a love that could never work and a love that continues to need work but is worth every second. Another theme that I knew I wanted to include was a reference to late nights. In verse 1, we think of the late nights spent getting to know each other and being giddy within a new relationship. In verse 2, it's the realization that maybe your schedules don't perfectly align, perhaps even causing tension. Then in the chorus, you get, "Hey, I'm a night owl and a nightmare when I wake up. Will you love me just the same?" Each time this idea is stated, it's with a different meaning, and my intent is for the listener to feel that too. She'll say things I don't mean. I stay up late and I don't wake easily. What I love most about this EP as a whole is the thematic continuity between all three songs. From finding yourself and not backing down from your own acceptance, to love lost and love found, and just how different true love can feel in the right hands. These three songs take you on a journey through my life over the past few years, and I sincerely hope that each person can connect to the music in their own way.